The Bag of Bones, Tales from the Five Kingdoms, Book 2. Written by Vivian French and read by Rupert Degas.
The crones? What's that? What's he on about? What's that about the crones?
Truda was looking thoughtful and also angry.
Her, Evangeline. Malice,
she gave the animal a vicious slap.
Malice says she was telling your Lubli to find the ancient crone, so I'd say that's where she's gone. And what I'd like to know is why he didn't think to mention it before.
Buckle Up stared at Malice, and Malice leered back.
The crones, eh?
Buckle Up stroked his chin.
They're a funny lot. Best not messed with by all accounts.
Rubbish, Truda snapped. You've got dogs, haven't you? From what my granddaughter tells me, those crones live round the other side of the Five Kingdoms. She can't fly, can she, this Lubli? You'd catch her long before she got to Gorbreath.
Buckle Up, Brandersby, unaware that Truda had her own reasons for wanting Lubli caught, but sensing her urgency, brightened.
You're right, missus. I'll be on me way.
He gave Truda an evil wink.
And I'll make sure she never thinks to run away again. Once I've got her safely back in that there washhouse, don't you go worrying yourself about that.
And he called to his dogs and set off briskly. As Truda watched him go, she considered what she'd discovered. An orphan called Lubli Higgins had been hiding when she set her deep magic. There had been the smell of Trueheart in the air at the time, so surely it was only reasonable to assume the orphan was a Trueheart, and therefore responsible for the alteration of the spells. Truda sucked angrily at a tooth. Her power over the witches had been seriously undermined, and she was now obliged to rule them by fear. Only Mrs. Cringe could be entirely trusted. If Truda was to succeed in her plan to become Queen of Wadingburn, there was no doubt that the Trueheart orphan must be kept well out of her way.
Once she's back in that orphanage, she'd better not get out again,
Truda told herself, but remembering the expression on Buckle Up Brandersby's face, she relaxed. It was unlikely that Lubli would ever see the light of day again once she was caught.
So what next?
She folded her arms and surveyed the kingdom stretched out below.
Maybe it's time to see what those little witchy ladies are up to. I'll shrink myself and spy on my spies and see the palace for myself.
The idea of sneaking up on the witches of Wadingburn tickled Truda, and she cackled again. In the distance, Buckle Up Brandersby felt the hairs on the back of his neck tingle uncomfortably. And Snarler lifted up his head and howled.